Back in May of 1944, a large group of people gathered together in a hotel ballroom to honor one of America's greatest entertainers on the 35th anniversary of his start in show business. Among the principal speakers on this occasion was one of this nation's most distinguished lawyers, a close personal friend of the guest of honor, Louis Neiser. He began his remarks in this manner.
On January the 30th, 1892, on the second floor of a tenement house in Henry Street in the slum district of New York, the announcement was made that it was a boy, words which he in his later life was never to hear. His father dropped the fiddle which he was playing nervously in the next room. An old lady named Esther permitted tears to christen her cheeks with grandmotherhood. And the little children in the neighborhood rushed into the room and yelled, "We want Cantor."
Yes, we want Cantor, Eddie Cantor. And the appeal continued through a long and brilliant career. A few days ago, on the 31st of January, to be precise, Eddie Cantor reached his 71st birthday. And tonight, Monitor is delighted to offer the next few minutes as our present to a man who has brought so much joy to countless millions of people. In the tradition of so many of our finest entertainers, Eddie served his apprenticeship as a singing waiter in a Coney Island restaurant in burlesque and vaudeville, and then moved up into the musical theater of Broadway. His warm, lighthearted, effervescent personality soon gained him a lot of admirers, and his comic style, a mixture of lyric sentiment, vaudeville slapstick, and a song and dance man's gusto, were the high points of such shows as the Ziegfeld Follies, Kid Boots, and Whoopee. From Broadway, Eddie was called to Hollywood and scored a string of successes in the movie medium, too. Kid Boots, again, Kid Millions, Banjo Eyes, which incidentally became his nickname. Although he was basically a comedian, Eddie became identified with a number of songs, usually from shows in which he appeared. But in one case, a song came to him in a different way, and we hear Eddie himself explain what happened.
People are kind enough to identify me with the song If You Knew Susie. Actually, you know, it was introduced by Al Jolson. He didn't like it and turned it over to me. Many years later, when we both appeared at a benefit, I finished my act with the song and did four or five encores. When I came off stage, Al said, "If I knew the song was that good, you dog, you'd have never gotten it." I've supported a lot of girls in my life, but Susie is one gal who's helped this old boy make a very nice living.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. I had a mustache as cute as a pup. Susie kissed me and she burned a darn thing up. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a... Out in public, she's meek and mild. But in the parlor, mother dear, come save your child. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl.
In 1931, Eddie Cantor made his radio debut and followed his success in this field years later with another tremendous triumph in television as the star of the Colgate Comedy Hour on NBC. Like all the truly colossal talents, his came across to the audiences regardless of the nature of the medium. But satisfying as success was, I doubt if anything could please him more than to know that people considered him as a friend. And here is one of those people, one of his dearest friends.
This is Jack Benny talking and here to wish Eddie Cantor a very happy birthday. Eddie was and is one of the great big stars that we've ever had. I know in my time, which has been a long time, in show business. Eddie Cantor was the kind of a fella that when you saw him on the stage, you almost did not want to see him when you were working yourself, because he would give you that inferiority complex, because you always had a feeling that you could never be quite that good. But Eddie is also, besides being a great artist, one of the nicest fellas I've ever known, and one of my dearest friends.
Jack Benny has told us how when Eddie Cantor was on the stage, he commanded everyone's attention. And that was true whether he was prancing back and forth, clapping his hands, or standing perfectly still and singing quietly, as he did in Whoopee.
Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. The choir sings, here comes the bride, another victim is by her side. He's lost his reason, 'cause it's the season for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less, what's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he is suspected of making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge, right into jail. You'd better keep her, you'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
The wonderfully warm human quality of Eddie Cantor is mirrored in the deep affection that his friends feel for him, and none more than George Jessel.
I know that I am Eddie Cantor's oldest friend in the amusement business. We've known each other since we were both very young. We met actually in 1910. I was a tiny bit younger, and he used to bathe me because I wasn't used to bathing. And whatever I know about talking to audiences in order to attack them properly and to tell a joke properly, Eddie Cantor taught me. Eddie Cantor has done more good for people of all races, creed, or colors than all of the other actors since show business began. This includes the great Hope and Benny and Burns and all of our group. Eddie Cantor has passed another birthday, and may the Lord smile on him and shine his countenance so that he passes many, many more.
The list of those who wish Eddie well is endless, and I'm sure that your name is among them, along with ours. And as a matter of fact, if you'd like to send him your personal greetings, address them care of Monitor, NBC New York, and we'll be delighted to forward them to him. That's a good idea, don't you think? Just send them to Monitor, NBC New York, and we'll be delighted to send them along. As George Jessel said, he's done so much for his fellow man in so many ways. But above all, he has given so many hours of joy, so much pleasure and relaxation to counter the trials and tribulations of everyday life. And he continues to do so right now.
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. Why, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. You'll even find it delicious to help with the dishes. Now's the time to fall in love. Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you, don't forget your promise to me. I have bought the home and ring and everything for Margie.
Now you go. gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway jazzing around, painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss the cheek and holler, ooh la la. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. I'm beside him. Mercy, let his conscience guide him. Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honey bee. Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, he's kissing me. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to stay. Will be my delight to sing again, bring again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday with you.
Sunday nights are no longer what they were once upon a beautiful time when we spent that wonderful hour with Eddie Cantor. But those of us who enjoyed them will relive them in our memories for many years to come. And to Eddie at his home in California, we say, happy birthday, sir, and thank you for everything. Jim Lowe here, old friend, and partly recorded monitor continues in a few moments.
Monitor, bringing you an informed view of the world around you on NBC Radio.